Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. That's what it feels like. Me and Spencer were talking about how tired we are.
What's the holiday? Oh, Columbus Day.
Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus. Remember last year we talked about it?
Hold on.
And we started a rumor.
What was the rumor?
But we had something wrong. The facts were wrong.
Oh, it was the Mayflower. It was the boats.
Didn't he ride the Mayflower? Christopher Columbus in 1942?
We can't go down this road again, but I believe...
Yes, whatever, either which way, we were messing facts up, which is no shock to y'all, y'all's ears.
Christopher Columbus. Okay, because when we were walking in, I said, Christopher Columbus was actually like a real bad dude. And then we were like, wait, maybe that's just rumors and I shouldn't spread it. But I think he was. Hold on. Let's Google it.
Yeah, Google that because much to my surprise, I had no idea that he was a bad dude.
Was I didn't know we were beefing with Chris. Columbus, a bad man. Changewire.org did an article saying, after reading this, you won't feel like celebrating Columbus Day.
Let me see what he looks like.
There's not a photo. Oh wait, this one. Oh.
Was he a daddy?
Vox did an article too. 9 reasons Christopher Columbus was a murderer, tyrant, and scoundrel.
He was a scoundrel?
Scoundrel.
I never heard someone. I always see a dirty scoundrel. He is. let me see. You know what he looks like? He looks like somebody's aunt that's just mean all the time and like gives you second-handed like gifts, like something she got and she didn't like it.
He is hideous. He really does look like he's somebody's ugly. Auntie, though.
She's mean.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, number one, Christopher Columbus kidnapped a Carib woman. Caribbean? I'm not sure what. Carib? I don't know. And gave her to... this is dark.
Don't read it. Are we going to get on this path?
Gave her over. No. Locked you guys can up. Google it.
Google
it
that.
Turns out he's not a great guy.
He's not so good. We're not celebrating him.
Jinx.
Wow. Look at us. We were so synced up this weekend. We both have feather purses. We wore similar, like we were all blacked out. Like we really were so vibed together.
We were.
It was good.
Yeah. We'll get into more of the wedding in a minute. We'll kick off the episode with this week's spotlight moment. Wow. It's like really hard getting into the swing of
words
things again.
Are
we've
hard.
Been off so long, you
I know?
Know,
girl.
So this one is an Am I the Asshole submission. And for those of you who submitted things, thank you. You guys can DM us something about like picking up their phone to text or call. People really don't like to do that. So we get a lot of DM submissions. That is fine.
Take what we can get.
We'll take what we can get. But if you do want to call or text in, if you need advice, or if you're just wondering if you're the asshole in a situation, we're more than happy to give you our insight and advice. We'll let you know. The hotline number is 919-867-6776. So this one starts out, a good friend of mine is getting married next month and the bachelorette trip is this week. It was originally going to be in another state of the Maid of Honor's at the Maid of Honor's vacation home. Ooh.
Oh, she has a vacation home.
However, the hurricane rerouted us to her home in a city in the state we live in. I was excited about this because we wouldn't be paying for renting a place. I do not get paid well. That sounds like a problem. The change of location happened fairly quick, but today, 3 days before the trip, the maid of honor told the group chat of 4 bridesmaids that it's going to cost $500 per person. This does not include alcohol, but it includes food, activities, and decorations. There was no consulting anyone about budgets or what people are comfortable spending or doing, and this is a huge dent for me, and I am distraught. We are staying at her home on air mattresses, so I did not budget a $500 weekend at all. I texted the maid of honor and said, this is way above the budget that I can spend. So I'm willing to just come to certain activities to keep the cost down and pay her half of that amount, which is what I budgeted for. She responded that she already booked everything and that I should have expected to pay a lot since I'm a bridesmaid. She said I could pay her what I can and she would cover the rest. This was very kind of her, but I feel like it would be horrible letting her pay half of what is expected. While I completely understand being a bridesmaid isn't cheap, I wish she had consulted us and planned around people's budgets. Should I ask to sit out of dinners and bars and let her pay the rest of what I can't? Or should I just eat the cost and pay the $500?
Oof. Okay. Well, this is such a multifaceted. First of all, $500 to me, depending on how many girls it is, seems like a lot of money when your place of staying is covered and that's not alcohol and stuff. What kind of food and activities are we doing? $500?
Well, that's what I'm, that's what like, that's I was a lot thinking. Of money. I'm like, if there's only four girls.
That's what I was going to say. Four girls. That's $2,000. For,
I mean, that's so
what
crazy,
are y'all eating? What? Filet mignons with bacon?
Yeah. They definitely sprung for their bacon.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. It seems like a lot, no matter what, you know, but yeah, you start adding in like more people and it's like, okay, we're talking about a really large amount of money. I don't know. Like for maybe if you're getting every meal catered
and also they're sleeping on air mattresses, they're not even getting like rooms. Like,
right. Like you're not staying in a hotel. $500. And how many nights is it?
Right.
Is it one night? Is it two nights? Is it a whole weekend?
Which would be two nights.
Okay, whatever.
Math is not mathing today. It doesn't matter.
Well,
that's a lot of money.
3 days ahead. So, you know, okay. Let's say maybe she's leaving on a Wednesday. Maybe let's say it's four nights.
Okay. Okay. All right. I don't know. Like food, just think about like what you would eat in a day. $125. I'm not good at math. Like whatever have you. $125.64. I mean, are you eating that much? That doesn't seem so bad if it's three or four nights. I don't know. $500 just seems kind of steep when the place is covered and then I alcohol or nothing. But no, I forgot the question. You're not an asshole for what? She doesn't want to pay it, right?
I think she's just asked. She says, am I the asshole? But I think she ends it really like, what should I, pay the $500 and just eat it all together? Should I try and excuse myself from certain activities? Or should I take the maid of honor up on her offer?
Right.
The maid of honor is obviously well off.
Right.
Right. She has a home that is suitable to host this kind of affair. She has a vacation home. Obviously, $500 to her is nothing, which is why she thought nothing of it to plan it and expect everybody to be able to pay that. Your position is your position. I think that you were asked to be a bridesmaid because you're important to the bride. Yeah. I think she would be upset if you excused yourself because you couldn't afford it. I think she would want you there, but she wouldn't want you to overextend yourself. Yeah. I say take up the maid of honor's offer.
Yeah, I think taking up the offer, because if that's something that she can do, absolutely. Yep. We've all paid for a friend to do something somewhere along the lines. I have just because I wanted that person there. So yeah, take her up on that. I wouldn't set anything out because you're important.
I say pay her what you budgeted, right? Maybe let's say you budgeted half that, $250. Okay,
I have
great.
$100, Helen. The rest is on you.
Helen, pay her what you budgeted. Bring a nice hostess gift as like a gesture. Like, hey, I see you. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And just call it a day.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have offered if she wasn't prepared and in a position
able,
to do
that's
so.
That's right. Yep. I agree.
Love it.
Synced again.
What are the chances?
What
okay.
are the chances?
So obviously everyone wants to hear about our royal wedding.
Our royal wedding.
You know, the wedding of our beloved Mary Beth.
Yep.
And Luke. And it was everything of the sort. It was one of the prettiest environments for a wedding. I mean, I felt like it really truly encompassed her personal style.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed because it was a very modern space.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure how they were going to actually execute that. And I thought they did so beautifully.
You know what I loved about the space was that all pieces of their day were separate spaces. They didn't have to, you know how some people have to like flip a space?
Yeah.
It was like the reception area had their private room.
Yep.
And then the dinner area, private room. Mm-hmm. And the ceremony space, private room. And I thought that was really cool because it all flowed so well together. It was just seamless. But the way that it was set up, it still felt very intimate. It didn't feel like three separate spaces.
No.
It kind of just bled into like the main courtyard. But I love that the spaces were done. And the reception, seriously, was like so breathtaking. But when I like thought about it, it really was kind of more minimal than anything. It was just done so perfect. Like there wasn't crap everywhere. It was just beautiful how it was done. I mean, the flowers, me and Spencer were sitting in the chairs and I was like,
could not stop.
I didn't realize I was a flower girly, but I am. I was like, the way that they did them, and it wasn't like, a lot of people do things symmetrical, No, one side kind of like went up the side of it and the other side more of like a bun. It was just, mm-hmm. I can't even. I was like, oh my God, and the weather was perfect.
Oh, could not have gotten luckier with the weather. Like, so beautiful. Really, because in North Carolina in October, like it's kind of a crapshoot.
A little dicey.
It could be really fucking hot. And the way I sweat, you would think that it had been hot. the steady stream of tequila. Not great.
Man, we did drink a lot of tequila. Oops.
I stopped counting.
Yeah. I didn't count at all.
Well, I stopped counting at about 7, which was pretty early in the night, great. To be honest. Great,
still light outside.
Yeah. So that's a problem.
Yep.
And then we were taking shots. And I was honestly really good. I stuck with the same. She had her drinks named after the cats.
Yes, it was so cute.
I drank baby puds.
Me too.
All night long, which was the spicy margarita.
Spicy jalapeno with pineapple.
Yeah.
And it was, oh my Lord.
It was delicious.
So good.
I drank those the whole night until the end of the night. I was like, just give me whatever you got. And they handed me some sort of seltzer and I took 4 big swigs and I said, nope, I'm going to throw up.
Ew.
I had to stop drinking. I went outside. Robbie brought me water. I literally took a 20-minute snooze on the leather chair and then I was back at it out on the dance floor.
You rallied.
I really just needed a cat nap and some water and I was good.
I drank 2 full cups of water at one point. I was so proud of myself. I was so proud of me.
I'm pretty proud of you too.
I was like, look at her. She is so smart. She is just taking care of herself. And then I didn't feel like crap the next day either. I felt great. We got up, got moving. And the night of the Western welcome party was so fun. Spencer and I made our little video. We did our little reel. We need to post it to TikTok. What are we thinking? And somebody, we didn't know the doors locked. We're like, oh my God, these bathrooms don't have locks on the door. This is so crazy. They do. Somebody walked in, but they actually do have locks.
Whoopsie.
Oops. It is in a tricky spot. So if you have your wedding there, just know it's below the door handle part of it. You just pop that baby in and it does lock. So. All good.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful and we had so much fun. It was just a blast. Like really.
It was, I said like in my post about it, I said it was like intimate and beautiful. And it really was. It felt like, and I think it's just a testament to them as a couple and the people that they surround themselves with, like in their day-to-day lives. Mm-hmm. It did not feel like there was one person in that room who didn't know everyone else.
Yeah, it's so true. Even like Spencer and I were talking because we've met their friends like in the past and it was like we were friends with them. Like they all came up to us and we're like,
oh yeah,
hey, good to see you again. It's like, good to see you. Everybody was so sweet. And like you said, it is a true testament of just people that they have in their life. They just have good people around them. And that's, I think that's so important for any relationship, friendships, marriage, all the things.
Yeah. No, it was a really beautiful day. And obviously like, we don't want to say too much
because
there are details of it that
go to her page
to share, right?
Her page is like the
they did like a beautiful tribute to her dad, which was lovely. Like there's just a lot, that I'm sure she's going to share.
Yeah.
I'm as excited to see like the videos and stuff. Like it's my own wedding. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
can we see? Let's send them. Cause the one trailer that they literally got the next day.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It was, oh my God. The food was
so good. Also, it was the very first wedding at that venue.
Was it?
Cause
I went to the venue on page and it looked, there was weddings there. It was just all renderings.
They were all renderings.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Well, that she did. Good luck. Whoever comes in after her.
Right.
Because it was stunning. And like I said, I can't explain it. It was so minimal, but maximized. I don't know how to explain it. Like the reception, when you see what like the rendering was, and it was literally y'all a blank canvas.
Yeah.
The way that they did that reception, she had posted a video of it and it just showed it in its daylight. Oh, and then Spencer and I were talking. We got no videos, no pictures or anything from the reception. Not one photo. I took not one photo, but I did lose my phone the night before. I left it in the car. So I was just afraid. Everybody's like, where's your phone? I'm like, stop. I left it in the car and I didn't have it. So I was so afraid to even take my phone out. So, but we were just, we literally danced the whole time. I'm still sore.
Oh, my feet, literally, I had bruising on my one ankle as if I sprained my ankle. Oh. And maybe I did from the amount of tequila. But I was like, oh my God, like we were partying it up.
Cutting Robbie, rug, honey.
Robbie was steadily going up to the bar and getting napkins fresh napkins for me to dab my sweat
with. He's so sweet. I love that.
I have sweat in my
eyes. Mike was steadily going to the bar, getting me more drinks.
Mike was steadily going to the bar, getting his own drinks.
He drank all that.
He got cut off at one point.
He did?
Did he tell you that?
No.
The bartender told him that he drank
all of it.
All of the scotch. And she was like, you're going to have to get something else. And yeah. She was like, maybe like a beer, like, you know, downplaying it. And Robbie goes, no, she just opened up a whole new bottle of Jack. And he was like, see ya.
Oh my God.
Skirted back inside and he came back out and he was like, you were right.
Oh my God, stop. I love it. That is funny. No, we were all just turning up. We had such a good time. And I mean, that's, y'all just got to watch her stuff because she's been posting her little sneaks and they are absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Videographers and photographers, the way that they capture stuff is so mind blowing to me. It is so cool.
Well, it's so like, not to sound like old, like an old fogey, but this year, this coming year will be 10 years since Robbie and I got married. And I'm like, things are so different in the way, just in like 10 years, we were sitting there in the ceremony and you can hear like the drones above.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not something you would have heard 10 years ago at a wedding, you know?
Yeah. We'll be at our 8 years this coming up year. And yeah, it's like, it is, it's crazy how in such a short period of time, things change so much. Mm-hmm. Like you said, and my sister-in-law just got engaged last week, Lily. So I'll be excited to see and like wedding plan with her all the things because it is so different. It's just like having a baby. You have a baby and then 3 years later they have all this new crap and you're like, what? They didn't have that when I was changes so frequently.
Makes me really look forward to my next wedding.
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Have some drones. Let me fly it for you. Oh, I'll fly it, girl.
Drones. I always said that I thought it would be fun to get married like on a real fancy yacht.
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah.
Like a Ritz-Carlton yacht.
Oh, God, for sure.
Because my next husband's going to be...
loaded. Married for money, second time. Wealthy. Married for love, the first time. Married for money, the second. Yeah. And that's on that.
Which is not the order my mother used to advise.
Well, you know what?
My mother's advice, and you know what? I think that she really had something here, was marry first for money, second for looks, and third for love.
Oh.
Because by the time you marry for love, you have had money. You've got the money. You have had the hot husband.
Okay.
And now you're just an old wrinkly bag of bones and you need to find somebody to die with.
That's right. Oh, sounds really depressing. Well, but y'all, you'll
be rich, so.
It won't even matter.
Right.
You get them drones, girl. You get on that yacht. I better be invited. And I'm
like, why'd I gotta go backwards?
You can just pay to get everything nip, tuck, sucked.
There's still time. Sorry, Robbie.
You're young. Right. Robbie's going to listen to this. And here we are. Robbie, I won't let her do it. And then if he wins the lottery, she's like, bye.
I offer her some money.
Okay. Sorry, Robbie.
I mean, he and I have discussed, like, if I were to, you know, find myself with an opportunity for an arrangement with a very wealthy person, he would let me go.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to take care of him. I got to remember that I had the opportunity.
Look at him being a gentleman.
You know, that's a team player.
If I've never seen anything myself, that is a gentleman looking after you, just taking care of you, even in a divorce.
Correct.
Making sure your needs are met.
Yep.
Robbie.
So we'll probably have to figure out like a post-nap.
Sure.
To make sure that I can hold
him. So you don't do him dirty. Yeah. You don't do him dirty. What about for him?
I don't want him to lie.
What about if it's reverse? What if he found him a little mommy?
Mommy? If they took care of me, sure. Bye.
A cougar, bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
I'm okay with it. I just am not going to do like no thruple action, you know?
Hell no.
I could be in a relationship with somebody that I didn't even like and I still couldn't do a thruple.
Me either. I just
be like, that's mine.
Yeah. I just wish I could like be a fly on the wall to like watch. Like, how does that even work? How are y'all crossing lines? And like, do you have to discuss it before? Do you do what feels right? Because I'm just going to eat a bag of Doritos and call it a day.
So there used to be a show that my friend Julia and Robbie and her husband Mark, we were all like obsessed with this
sister
show.
Sister Wives?
No, she likes Sister Wives. Okay. Julia does. I was never into Sister Wives. I don't know why.
Because it's weird.
Yeah. But I can't remember what the show was called. It might have just literally been called Polyamory. But it followed this pod of polyamorous people. And it was like a reality show. It just like showed all the different dynamics of like the the like core marriages and then all their different partners and offshoots and their home that they all lived in. And like, so-and-so would spend certain nights over here, but like they talked about the rules that they had. It was, hold on. I got to find the name of this show. I think it was.
Is it the Duggars?
Can you imagine? They have, kids as if they're polyamorous. Yeah. Polyamory, married and dating. It was on for two seasons in.
On TLC, what?
On 2012 or in 2012.
What was the network? It's not like some stupid TLC would do.
100%.
Give us back the days of a baby story and dating. Remember that? The sweet little dating stories?
Oh, turns out you can watch this show on Paramount Plus.
Great. I have your login. So. That works perfect for me. I have my mom's too, but use yours.
I don't know what the network was. I can't find it anywhere. Anyways, doesn't really matter. It was a great show. Oh. But it was interesting because they talked about how like everybody had different rules. Like the two main like marriages in the group, like they had different rules for each other. And then, but they were like together, right? So you had these two couples that were married, but then they also
were
in relationships with one another. And then they would have offshoot like one relationships. So like, you know, girl from relationship.
How would you keep up with this? Can you imagine?
It sounds honestly, it sounds, and it also looked from the show like a full-time job.
Right. It's like a corporation.
It's an MLM.
It is a pyramid scheme.
Because you have, okay, you've got
the people at the top.
This is why we need to get our cameras up and running so people can see this.
I need to draw a diagram. We need a whiteboard.
You've got marriage number one and marriage number two.
Right.
So wife for marriage number one. Maybe she's got a boyfriend, right? Yep. Okay. So maybe that's she's got a level. Kid with that boyfriend because that can happen. So she's got a boyfriend and a kid, but he is married to someone else. And so then there's that tie. And maybe she's in a relationship with the wife for marriage number two in the pod, but she could also have another boyfriend because there's picture no this. Limit to
it's,
partners.
It's a wreath. That's the family tree. It's a wreath. It's just connected. Everybody's branching out, but then they all end up back in the same. That is weird.
No, I that's think weird. A polyamorous pod is like an MLM. It I think truly that's the is. Best way to say it because it just keeps getting bigger. It just, and they say, you know, if you're sleeping with somebody, then you've slept with, you're also sleeping with everybody that they're sleeping
with. That's right.
So
if that ain't what the old people told us when we were younger, I don't know what kind of advice you were getting.
But
wow.
I don't know why. It was like so fascinating to me, like the dynamics of all the rules.
Yeah.
So then this one time, and I literally, Julia was like the first person I called. I was so excited to tell her.
Okay.
I had a truck driver that would come to my store regularly. And
ooh, I've never sneezed ever during a podcast. That was the first time.
Was it?
In four or five, whenever. That's so weird. I'm so sorry. Bless me. Go ahead.
Bless me. Bless you. So he comes, I used to call, his name was also Robbie. So I used to call him my work husband, right?
Keeps it easy.
Keeps it easy. Well, I wouldn't have been making those jokes and calling him my work husband had I known that he was polyamorous.
Oh no.
So then one day, I've known this man for years at this point, and he tells me, he finally confesses that he's polyamorous. He says, "Have you ever heard of that?" And I was like, trying to contain my excitement because I didn't know because I was excited to meet somebody in real life in the flesh who was polyamorous. I had so many questions.
Oh, I'm sure. Did you tell him to watch the show?
Because this was really only a few years after I was like obsessed with this show.
Okay.
So it's still fresh on the mind. And so he tells me he's polyamorous and I'm like, okay. I was like, listen, I do know what that is. And I'm really, I.
With all due respect, tell me everything.
I said, I'm going to try and be as polite about this as I can, but I need to know all of the details.
Right.
I said, are you in a triad or are you in a pod?
He's like, bitch, you know all these terms.
Yeah, he goes, I'm in a pod. And I was like, I need to know everything. I said, okay. I said, but you have a wife. And he said, and I have a girlfriend. Oh. And he was like, we actually just had professional photos taken, family pictures taken. Do you want to see? And yeah. I said, do I want to see?
Give me your phone.
Of course.
Give me your phone, Robbie. What's your passcode?
When I tell you, he pulls out these family photos and there are like 23 people in this picture. I'm screaming. It's
my wife, my girlfriend, my kid, my daughter, my cousin, mm-hmm. her cousin, her daughter's cousin. Ew, what?
It was literally like him and his wife and their kids. Okay. His girlfriend. Turns out he also has kids with his girlfriend. Everybody's parents. So all the grandparents. And then his wife's boyfriend was in it. They had no children, but he was with another girl who also Robbie would sometimes sleep with.
Oh my God.
And they had children. All these kids. I mean, it was literally.
And the kids probably will do this too, you think? Because it's normal?
Well, that's what I said. Okay. I said, I have
to. Is this hereditary?
Is this like a genetic thing? So I said, I have to ask. I said, beautiful family, by the way.
They all look alike. You guys favor so much. You all have the same eyes. It's crazy.
You're not incestual.
No, but he followed 84 of them. So they all got his eyes.
They all look like you. But I was like, I have to ask, who knows? And he was like, not a lot of people in our real life know.
Oh.
And he said, but all of our parents know and all of the kids know. And I was like, how does one explain this to their children? Right.
How did they took family photos. So they obviously got on board. So it's like, how did you present this?
You're not just going to all take, family photos with your mom's special friend.
This is my coworker.
Right. Like
we're in an MLM. Don't ask questions.
We're all here for the family photos. Yeah. Right. This isn't going on the MLM
Scentsy
website.
No, they sell Scentsy and they're like, we're going to do a team photo.
This episode is not sponsored by Scentsy.
Look at me name dropping for them.
But I was like, okay. I was like, so how does that conversation even go? And he was like, well, it's all they've known. Like they've grown up with it. So like, we really just explain to them once they start having questions about like why, their friend at school's parents don't have other parents that live. And I was like, okay. So my next question is like, what's your living situation like? Right. And they have like a compound.
Of course they do. It makes it easy, you know?
I mean, they live in South Carolina, so.
Well, St. Louis.
Like they're land like, out there and
Mommy,
stuff.
Mommy, can I go to daddy's house? Yeah, honey. Go next door. Yeah. Like they're just there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So anyways. They probably don't pay child support. So what's polygamy versus, I know monogamy is one person. What's polygamy?
Polygamy, I'm pretty sure only the man can have multiple wives. Listen, that's some backwoods bullshit. Like, give me polyamory over polygamy.
Polyamory. Okay.
Okay. Let's look
at the definition. Polyamory gland. It sounds like a mammary gland.
Polygamy. Okay.
Y'all didn't know y'all were going to get this, did you?
Polygamy is the practice of being married to more than one person at a time. Okay. So
oh, married
say,
more than oh, once.
Polygamy. Polygamy. So polygamy with an M is just the general being married to multiple people. Polygyny, G-Y-N-Y, when a man is married to more than one woman. But then there's polyandry, which is when a woman is married to more than one man. Hmm. Polygamy can also refer to group marriage, which is rare, and same-sex polygamy, which is very rare. Polygamy is illegal in the United States.
Not for Robbie, it wasn't. Not in South Carolina.
Well, because they're not technically married.
Polygamy, MLM, and this got the M. That's how y'all can remember it.
Yeah.
The impact.
Okay. So now let's look up the, okay. Polyamory. We're already down the rabbit hole.
We are so far down this rabbit hole.
Okay. Polyamory or consensual non-monogamy is the practice of having multiple intimate relationships, whether sexual or just romantic, with the full knowledge and consent of all parties involved. Polyamory is generally not gender specific. Anyone can have multiple partners of any gender. And honestly, it just sounds
Exhausting. I have a headache. You have to always have a headache. All
the rules and the conversations and the talking. That Girl, was the thing that no. I took away from the show.
I can't remember how many sides on a stop sign. You think I'm going to remember whose rule for my husband / my boyfriend / his girlfriend / his wife? That is way too much. That is so many rules and regulations. Do the red tape around that? Uh-uh. Because what if his wife is cool but his girlfriend's not? What if his girlfriend's cool and his wife is not?
But that's what I'm saying. Well, and that's... And they... On the show, they would talk about how they would have to have introductions and like meetings. So like, I'm married to my partner, right? And I find somebody that I feel connected to that I want to have an intimate relationship with. But I have like a duty to my spouse. To my actual spouse to introduce, right? to introduce them. So nice them. Of you. yeah, to introduce them to them. They have to get along and be okay with one another because... Like, no. First of all, I couldn't do it. I'd be like, I can have 10 partners, but you can have none because right. I'm selfish.
Because that's how that's going to work. Sorry, because Robbie. I'm selfish.
But on the show, one thing I remember is like one of the husbands like snuck away with one of the wives and didn't say anything to his spouse. And it ended up being a big deal on the show because they were like, this doesn't work without trust. And like you didn't.
Oh, that's where we're drawn.
Right. And they're like, you didn't tell me that you were going to go spend the night with this person and you owe it to me to tell me. Oh, it was like a, and I was like, not the core four. I thought they were unshakable.
Right. And the fact that that's where we're going to draw the line in the sand and have the trust. And that's where we're going to have the trust talk. That's where we broke the trust. Right there, because we snuck around. There's a rumor going round about me and you. Oh, we ain't sang in a while, honey. Oh, that felt good.
Your toes.
What?
Are black.
Are they really? I was outside earlier.
They're gray.
Oh, because they're cold. Did you feel how cold they were? I'm not going to touch you with them because I know your feet. They're frozen. Did you see
the panic that just
I did. I saw your eyeballs get really big. But my feet are freezing.
Feet or armpits. Don't put either one.
Ew, an armpit. I'm good on feet. Don't bother me unless they're like you've been kicking rocks and you can just stay right on over there. But I'm okay with feet. But other than that,
you know what is a phrase that I can't use anymore, which is kick rocks. And I can't say it anymore because of that twat waffle that was on Love is Blind when she said kick rocks with open toed shoes and thought she really was doing something. Yeah.
Girl, we've been saying that for years.
You rehearsed it. First of all,
you sure did.
You sampled that line and everybody just missed it the first time you said it. So
you can't say it double.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You got a couple giggles. So you brought it out, you know, for the real zinger in public. And right. I was like,
no, people have been saying that forever. She didn't make that up. Also, Mike just texted me. And did you follow the Lieutenant Dan saga?
Of course I did.
Why is he from Fuquay?
Shut up.
Mike texted me that Lieutenant Dan is from our very own Fuquay.
Oh, wow. He's a neighbor. Mm.
Okay,
well, it turns out Lieutenant Dan, I did follow his whole saga. Then my algorithm turned from Lieutenant Dan to Lieutenant Dan is a scummer along with some rapper that lives down there.
No.
And then his daughter goes viral on TikTok, losing her shit, pissed off and crying. And she was like, basically like, fuck all of you for giving this man money. He's a drug addict and all you're doing is enabling him and supporting him. Do you think he's going to do anything good with that money? He's not. He's going to go get high. And guess who has to fucking deal with it? Me.
Oh,
it was really.
So he is from Fuquay is what you're saying. I'm just kidding. I kid.
I was like, well, that's really sad because.
Oh yeah, it is.
Everyone actually is thinking, right. They're doing this like nice thing. And she's like, no, you're literally enabling him. Like he's going to fucking die and it's going to be on your hands.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
Oh, you know what? I just Googled it and you're right. Lieutenant Dan's daughter fears attention dad is getting after Hurricane Milton is going to send him to an early grave.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, buddy.
Which really made me sad, but it also reinforces why I don't give money to shit like this.
That's not a yearbook photo. That's all his mugshots.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, he's been arrested many times for some really not nice crimes. We're not talking about just like petty things.
He is only 54.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokes. All right then. Okay.
But no, someone, of course, another TikTok that came across my For You page, because of course I kept checking in on him during the hurricane. But someone else went through and was reading all of his charges from his arrest and was like, but yeah, go ahead, give him money, feel bad for him. And I was like, ew.
Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
It's pretty bad. As I said, not just like, you know, petty drug charges, like okay. some real crimes, crimes against women Mm-mm. and things. Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan, hand us your badge of honor.
So, you know, sorry, Lieutenant Dan.
Oh my God. Rip. I'm a little stressed
Except
about it.
Except not because he's alive.
He's alive. For now. Might be an early grave. For now. I'm not sure.
Not to joke about, you know, the soon to be dead.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
I'm going to have to cut my laugh out because somebody's going to be like, that You're bitch, mean. She's mean. No, I side with the sister. I mean, the daughter.
What are you doing on Friday? Are you working?
I'm not.
I'm not either. So should we do a Patreon and go down some rabbit holes, and we'll put a question box up for rabbit holes for people to submit to us this week? And we'll each go down rabbit holes. Like, we'll do them together, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll really go. We'll come with the facts. Like, would that not be fun?
Yeah. You know, we could do a whole like rabbit series. Hole series.
That's what I'm saying. I really think, because like this would be a great one too, Lieutenant Dan.
I think it would be great. And I have, I had somebody message me saying that they're still waiting for us to finish giving our thoughts and opinions on the Mormon wives.
Yes. So we're doing that rabbit hole too.
Yeah.
Emily wants to come over and do that one with us. Ooh, and I said yes.
Okay.
So I'll see if she's available too.
Fantastic. Anyways, this episode is just short and sweet honestly, we're both exhausted. But we're not going to leave you hanging. We're going to drop this one today. Obviously, duh, you're hearing it. And
this one will go out today. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah. So this one will drop today, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we're going to drop a flashback, a basically famous classic episode,
Yeah.
In honor of MB, it's going to be the episode we did way back when with MB. Take a little stroll down memory lane. We've got a lot of new ears on the show that haven't heard it, I'm sure. So that'll be fun to kind of relive. When I tell you, cried laughing, recording this and listening back to it. So I hope you all enjoy that. Before we go, are you itching to bitch about anything? I am.
You tell me. Or you do yours.
I'm itching to bitch. Bringing it full circle back to weddings. I'm itching to bitch about people that insist on taking photos and videos with their phones during a wedding ceremony as if they are being paid to do so. Please, for the love of God, keep your phones in your pockets during a ceremony.
Yeah.
There are people being paid a lot of money to do beautiful work, and they don't need your grubby hands with your dirty iPhones sticking up in the middle of the aisle.
iPhone 12, don't do it. Yeah, I get that. That's it. Okay, I get it. Truthfully, I don't have anything that I'm itching to bitch about, but
that is beautiful. You don't have to force
it. Maybe on Friday. I won't. No. Maybe on Friday I'll have a little something up my sleeve. I'm sure this week somebody's going to piss me off between here and there. No doubt about that.
You know what? I love that for you. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous. XOXO!